Hello and welcome to Thought Blast. This will be a daily blast of a thought. Just the one, not getting overly complicated here. We're just going to provide you with one thought. It might be entertaining, it might be serious, it might be political, it might be religious, it might be rubbish, it might not be. The idea behind it, with a little bit of Radio 4's thought for the day, is to give you something to think about in the day when you're driving to work, or perhaps late at night before you go to bed. So instead of worrying about whether Julie has done the photocopying for tomorrow's meeting, or whether Peter has grown up enough to pack his own lunch bag and perhaps leave the house without screaming the place down, we're going to give you something nice to think about. Something that it won't really matter, because it won't change the world if you don't think about it. But it will be a bit more pleasant than worrying why Julie still hasn't done that blasted photocopying. I mean, seriously, she should have done the photocopying by now. It's not hard, is it? The photocopying, I mean, anyone can do the photocopying. And she doesn't do the photocopying. Oh, God, not only will we have any photocopying, but I'll have to have a word with Julie and say, Julie, why didn't you do the photocopying? And then she'll get cross, and she'll get really cross about the lack of the photocopying. And she'll go home, and she'll get in a right mood because I criticised her for doing the photocopying. And at the end of the day, what I've got is a very annoyed secretary who didn't do the photocopying, and no photocopying. I haven't got a secretary. I haven't got a meeting tomorrow, and I don't need photocopying. But just thinking that thought, just briefly, however briefly, has kept me from worrying about whether Sandra has done the flipping photocopy. No. Enough with the photocopy. So anyway, this is what Thought Blast is going to be. We might take a slightly more serious thought than whether Julie's done the photocopy. We might ask ourselves, if God really does exist, which God is he? And if he's not the God we believe in, then is he going to be pissed off that we believe in a different God? It's an interesting question. And not one for today. Just worry about whether Julie's done the photocopying. Okay, love you. Bye.